You know the worst part about Minecraft? It's not real life. Well, here's the next best thing.
Netcasts you love from people you trust. This is Twit. Video and audio bandwidth provided by Cachefly at cachefly.com.
Hello and welcome to OMG Craft. I'm your host, Chad Johnson. This is the show that'll teach you how to become a Minecraft expert in no time. Today, I have something a little bit different for you guys than normal. It's an iOS app. It turns your wonderful vacation photos into a ridiculous Minecraft tableau. This is Photo Seed for Minecraft by Jason Taylor. So this is Photo Seed. There is a pro edition of this app that costs 99 cents, and you'll see where the differences occur. What you do is you need to choose a photo to start with, and you can either choose this from your library, you can take a current photo, which I could say, hey, but I'm not going to use that photo because it's really bad. You could connect to Facebook or you could connect to Instagram. Let's go ahead and just use a photo from my built-in camera that I, my camera library that I've had on my iPad. I have back here some old photos from when I was younger. Let me go find them. Here we are. This is me and my brother. Now, I'm going to point out this app is a tiny bit buggy. What you're doing here is you're choosing where to crop, and there is these small lines to show where you crop. But if for some reason this is a 16:9 photo like this, and there's black areas, if you hit use, you'll get a really stretched image. So in order to combat that, what you need to do is just make sure that you choose a crop that doesn't leave empty space. Otherwise, you'll get that weird stretched image. So let me go ahead and zoom in and get a photo that has all that cropped. So this is an older image of my brother, myself, and my younger sister. Now, what do you do in Photo Seed for Minecraft? Well, you add Minecraft elements on top of a photo. So you can see some of these are locked. That is what differentiates this from the free and the pro version. Let's go ahead and choose a helmet. And then it's placed, and I can move it all around. So I could put a helmet on my brother here. Now, you notice that the helmet does cover up his face quite a bit. Well, you have an option to use an eraser. So I can go in here and erase out this middle part. It's just my finger. And now you can see my brother's face pretty well. Let's say I accidentally, whoops, I didn't mean to do that. Well, now you have a paintbrush that allows you to paint in what you erased. You're not painting in anything new. This is just bringing back the texture that is underneath. Now, like I said, the app is a tiny bit buggy. It did crash. Whenever it crashes, it says, well, sorry about that. Would you like to restore your previous session? And it went ahead and restored it. So not much has gone wrong there. You have a lot of different options to choose from. Let's say in the background here, you know what we really need? We need an item. Let's say what time of day it was. So let's just kind of add that to the background over there, just kind of hanging out behind me. This is me, and one of the cool features is that you can choose 3D things. So let me go find a good character. I kind of like this guy. You can either move his body around, or you can just choose a head or just the body. So let's say you want to keep your dad's face, but you want to add a body. So let's just choose a head for me right now. I'll be looking at my sister here with this kind of ridiculous face. Go ahead and add that to the scene and put that just right on top of myself. There we go. My sister's over here. She's doing pretty great, but let's go ahead. Of course, I want her to look sort of like me. So let's go ahead and just add that there. And add that to my sister right here. There we go. This is a great looking family photo so far. You can add things like animals. There's lots of different animals. You can add items. So you can add ores. There's a whole bunch of these that are locked. Almost half of the items so far are locked. But it does only cost 99 cents to upgrade. Not too bad of an upgrade. All of the picks, unfortunately, are locked. So if you ever want to be holding a pick, you have to unlock them just like that. So once I'm finished with this, and I think that this is all great, you scroll on over to the side here. You can add some text. things like that. Let's go ahead and get rid of that. There is a delete option at the bottom. And once you're finished, you hit the arrow at the top, and then you have a whole bunch of different options. I'm just going to save it to my iPad. Let's go ahead and check out another one that I made earlier. And here we go. And this is an older photo. You can see that we've added a creeper over here at the bottom. I'm here with a nice mine hat and a shovel. My sister is now a pumpkin. I really like changing her face for things. Steve is behind my mom, which I've added a diamond grill to her face. And my brother here, not much has changed except for that tiny ocelot that I added to the top of his head. If you would like a link to download this app, you can head on over to OMG Craft for our show notes, and we have links to everything there. If you'd like to subscribe to future episodes, hit us up at twit.tv/OMGCraft. You can also find us on Twitter at OMG Craft Show. Follow our Twitter account for future updates. And make sure to check me out at youtube.com/OMGChad. That's my personal channel. It's where I do personal Let's Plays and vlogs and that sort of thing. Thanks so much for watching. We will see you on another episode. Bye.